Now, the reports that the presidency will not oppose the Democratic Alliance's bid to have former President Jacob Zuma pay back state funds used for its legal fees. According to the Business Day, the presidency filed a notice in the High Court in Pretoria indicating that it would not oppose the DA's application to have former President Jacob Zuma return the money that the state has paid toward his personal legal costs in relation to the corruption charges he faces. In March, the DA lodged an application to in court to have former President Zuma pay back the to the Treasury the 15.3 million rand spent on his attempts to avoid having to face charges of fraud, corruption and racketeering. President Cyril Ramaphosa is, of course, a respondent in the matter. Earlier the same month, after a nearly 10-year battle by the Democratic Alliance to ensure that former President Zuma is brought before a court, the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Sean Abrams, announced that the former president would have to face charges. President Zuma's lawyers have said that it was lodging a review application of the decision. However, we in fact focused on the story with Karen Moore. They missed the deadline and they have not yet filed those papers. And one of the reasons, of course, that we speculated on of why it wasn't done is because of these unanswered questions about who will foot this massive legal bill. Well, on the line now for some clarity on this matter, I'm joined by Presidency spokesperson Kusela Diko. Kusela, good evening. Thank you so much for coming onto the program. I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to try and be brief because I know you've got a dash. In the Business Day, you are quoted as saying that, you know, even though you are going to not be opposing the matter, what you will do is that the presidency has indicated that it nevertheless intends to submit an explanatory affidavit to assist the court in understanding the history, the legal basis, the rationale and the processes relating to the provisions of this support. And I suppose this relates to what predates the presidency of President Cyril Ramaphosa. Am I correct?
Good evening, Karima, and let me greet your listeners as well, and thank you very much. Yes, you are correct. The DA had filed an application where it sought to set aside the decision that had been taken for the state to cover the legal costs of former President Jacob Zuma.
Right.
Now, as government, we have a responsibility to be as candid and as possible,
yeah.
But also at the same time, remember that decision would have been taken on the basis of information that was available and known at this time.
Right.
Now, Karima, you know that this was 13 years ago when the decision was taken, and you have a situation where a lot of people have moved on, some have passed on, and it's not easy to come together to piece that information that is required.
Mm.
Now, what we had done as the presidency had initially been to file a motion to oppose. You remember that we also submitted the record as was required by the court following the DA application.
Mm.
You know, on the basis of the information that we have since submitted, we took a decision that let us abide by the court. We'll provide all information that we're able to find at our disposal and that we have given through to the courts. We also made a commitment that based on, you know, some other areas that were identified, we would, you know, do all in our power to ensure that we find any extra information that was missing, but ultimately to allow the court as the final arbiter in such cases to take the decision.
I remember, in fact, when I interviewed you last on this very matter, that's precisely what you said. You said you will look at the papers submitted by the DA and the EFF, and on the basis of the argument, you will make a decision on, you know, how you will proceed. But at that time, what you had at your disposal was not the an actual agreement, but a signed copy of former President Jacob Zuma committing to repay the money in the event that he would be found guilty. And that was the evidence that you had, or rather that was the answer that the President had given to Parliament in response to that question. Am I correct?
You are very much correct, Karima. And just to make the point that says that, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, at the time that this decision was taken, that was, it was reported in 2006 already.
Yeah.
And it's really unfortunate that you would not have had parties like the DA seeking to get it set aside at that present moment. I mean, when it occurred, now it poses a difficulty. We have done all that, you know, we are able to. We've reached out to the actors and the players that were there at that particular time, and we will continue. As you know, we are supposed to file the supplementary affidavit and any information that we're able to get our hands on to assist the court to come to a considered decision on this matter, we definitely will submit.
Now, in the week, I spoke with Karen Morn from TISO Blackstar, the specialist investigative reporter, and she had gotten hold of the affidavit that was lodged by the EFF leader, Julius Malema, where they indicate that they're actually going to be going after President Jacob Zuma's lawyer, Mr. Michael Hulley, and demand that he repays that money. That was when President Jacob Zuma missed the deadline on the issue of him bringing that review against the decision to prosecute him. And what was very interesting there was, of course, the fact that the EFF was saying that the amount that we have as a public record for what kind of taxpayers' monies has been spent is in fact a lot more, and that's on the basis of their discussions with other departments like the Justice Department and so on. Kusela, is the presidency in a position to give the South African public a composite figure of what exactly all of this has cost the country, has cost the taxpayer, because there's obviously disputes about what kinds of monies and amounts are at stake here?
Well, Grima, I think that question most of the time has been a challenge of how the question has been posed, for example, to the presidency. You will know that when President Ramaphosa was replying to questions in the National Assembly not so long ago, he gave a figure of 15 million.
Yes.
And this 15 million related to the criminal case that had been brought against him, which was obviously subsequently withdrawn by the NPA. So he focused on that amount. I think the ballpark changes depending on how people want to ask the question. So others would have spoken about the legal cost that the president would have incurred over his term. Others would have spoken about the criminal cases. Others would have spoken, for example, the cases involving the public protector and so forth. But there is continuing engagement between the presidency and the Department of Justice, the state attorney office in particular, where we are looking at, can we speak to each and every case that has been undertaken? What were the reasons that were advanced for us as the state funding those particular cases? And then we will be able to come up with that composite figure, that you're talking about. So it is on a continuing work that we are doing, and we're trying to answer the question from all possible angles that it could arise.
Absolutely. Okay, final question. I know you're in a hurry. You're piecing information together, as you say. I mean, some of this is as old as 13 years, and it is obviously proving to be difficult. We saw previously that former President Zuma's lawyer threatened to sue former President Thabo Mbeki because of the issue around payment. So far, the presidency of Cyril Ramaphosa has said what binds him to continue to pay is former agreements. But if it is established in this process of putting all the pieces together, Kusela, that the agreement perhaps doesn't exist properly in its legal form, or that there were breaches in how it was determined, will the Ramaphosa presidency cease to fund or to honor what they believed was an agreement if it is found that there is no legal basis for such an agreement?
Well, I think, Karima, the notice to abide that we have today filed with the court is indeed an attempt to get us to answer that question.
Right.
Because what we're saying is that we're putting it out there for the court to look at what information we have and what it is that as government we are relying on in order to continue to fund the former president's legal cost. Now, we have said that the courts remain final arbiters in any issue that arises before them. And with all the information that we will be able to gather, and I must make the point that, Karima, what we are doing as the presidency does not preclude President Zuma and his legal team to also put forward a defense in his personal capacity. And I think that once all of that information is augmented, then we'll get a clearer picture and the court will guide us in terms of how we should move forward. In essence, that is what our notice to abide says.
All right. Thank you so much, Krisila, for making the time in your busy schedule. We really appreciate it. That's the presidency spokesperson, Krisila Diko, responding there, of course, to the fact that we have just learned that President Cyril Ramaphosa will not oppose the DA's bid to have President Jacob Zuma repay the money that, of course, has been used so far to defend him. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will give you an update from one of the largest, in fact, the largest public sector union, NEHAO, on where we are and how close we are to signing a deal in the public sector wage negotiations that are currently underway.